His friends, we are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of chalitza, and we were trying to understand whether chalitza is just a p'tur or it is a mitzvah and a p'tur, as we expanded in the previous shiur. And now we're going to bring a raya, mirtzashem v'siyata d'shmaya, that there are two dinim chalitza, mitzvah and p'tur. Say for our mitzvahs of the Rambam, mitzvah pei bei, zok the Rambam, shetzivanu larav petr chamorim lo nifta osa, v'omri yizbarach v'im lo tifta v'arafta. So we are commanded to decapitate the Petr Chamor, the firstborn donkey, if we don't redeem it. And that's what the Torah says, and if you don't redeem it, you should decapitate it. Why is the Pedi and the Arifa two separate mitzvahs? Redeeming it is one mitzvah, and Arifa decapitating it is a second mitzvah. And it should be one mitzvah, and arifa is going to be part of the dinei mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to do pediyah, and if you don't do pediyah, and if you don't do pediyah, you could do arifa, you could do either. Well, like we say in the Sharash HaShvi, which we'll see where it said what it says there. So let's make it one mitzvah, pediyah and arifa. Two different aspects, two different ways of fulfilling the same mitzvah of dealing with this Petr Chamor. Zok the Rambam, Hine yadua ha'el yizbarach ki hekesh mechayiv ze. That Hashem knows, yodea kel yizbarach, that the hekesh obligates this. Lule ma'ashem atzinu labrasenu loshin yorah yosem shteim mitzis v'omro mitzis b'diya kodemis mitzis arifa. So it's mechayiv that they should be one mitzvah. Except for the fact that we have a loshin in Chazal that shows that it's two mitzvahs, that pediyah precedes arifa. First you should redeem it, and if not, you should decapitate it. And mitzvahs yibum kodemus la mitzvahs chalitza, and yibum precedes chalitza. Kamo sha yavana muchemes im li yibum imi l'chalitza, va mitzvah yibum mitzvah. The chalitza mitzvah, just like yibum is prepared, if for yibum, the yavam is prepared, either for yibum, or for chalitza. It's going to be one or the other. Vayibu mitzvah, chalitza mitzvah, both of them are mitzvahs. Kein petr chamor, royo, lipti, ola, arifa, v'chol echad v'echad, mitzvah, kamo shamarnu. So to petr chamor, it's going to be this or that, piti or arifa. And each one of them is a mitzvah, like we said. Rav Yochanan Fishel Perla, in his parish and sefer mitzvahs, writes, in the name of Rabbi Daniel Abavli, and Rabbi Avram Maimon, who didn't understand this Rambam, why are piti and arifa two mitzvahs? And why are Yibum and Chalitza two mitzvahs? Why is it different than the Sharash HaShvi? And they were, the Rambam was machriach, they have to be two mitzvahs. Why should it be two mitzvahs? It should really be one mitzvah. B'chayra, it's difficult to understand what's the whole rash that they're making. What's the dimmi into the Sharash HaShvi? B'Sharash HaShvi, the Rambam writes, Shein roi limnois dikduke mitzvahs. It's not roi to enumerate dikduke mitzvahs. What's the mashal? That a person is chayev, he's metame mikdash v'kadosh of carbon chattis. If b'shogeg, he's metame mikdash, he enters when he's unholy or eats when he's unholy. He's chayev v'chattis. And then it says, what's the carbon going to be? A kisba or a seira. And if he can't afford it, shtei sarim v'shnei b'nei yona. And if he can't afford it, a siri seifa. And if so, it's not roi, says the Ram Shorash HaShvi, to be three mitzvahs. Also, a mashal beishes isha zinsa, shechiva kasuf misa. Nesua gets chenek, arusa, and arusa gets skila. It's also not going to be two mitzvahs. These are just details of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to bring a karban. The question is how rich a person is, what his financial status is, more, less. But it's all three variations of one mitzvah. The chiv misa for neshes ish, different variations. So if that's the Sharash HaShvi, so what was bothering the Rishonim that the Rambam says that even chalitza are two mitzvahs? And they said that it's doim and mamish, like Rabbi Daniel Abavli and Rabbi Avraham Maimon were miskasha, they didn't understand why it's not like Sharash HaShvi. There it's pasha, it's a mitzvah achas to bring a karban. Shaz, which karban? But even chalitza are two different inyanim. Now, if we say that the Geder of Mitzvah Chalitza is the Ptur that's Mesalek, the Zika, and Matira La'alma, so Vadai, what the Rishonim say is Tamua. There's no Shaychas at all to the Shorash HaShvi. Just like Kedushin and Gerushin, you can't say it's one mitzvah. So to Yibum and Chalitza, you can't say that Yibum, the mitzvah, is to marry, or Chalitza, the mitzvah, is to pater. Can you design that it's one mitzvah? Just like Kedushin and Gerushin aren't one mitzvah, Yibum and Chalitza can't be one mitzvah. So Be'achreach Muzmen Zogin, that he holds that mitzvah Chalitza is not a ptur. In other words, chalitza is a mitzvah with the yavama, just like yibum. But it's just a different type of mitzvah. It's a different way of doing the yibum. And therefore, it's like the Shorash HaShvi, that there are two variations. A woman is zkuka liyavam. Either she does yibum or she does chalitza, two variations. BMS, even according to the Rambam, it's doubly shver. Number one, the Rambam writes that God knows that this svar is mechayev, that Bdi and Arifa are doma l'shar shashvi. Shemitzah says, say achas hi, just Bdi and Arifa are ofane kiyum ha-mitzvah. Really, the Rambam says that Bdi and Arifa are like the shar shashvi. And they should be mitzvah says, say achas. But then we see not. We see Lashon Rabbi Sena that they're not. But again, L'chora, Mitzad HaSvar, you don't have to necessarily have to compare it to the Shorash HaShvi. There it's Pashat that it's a mitzvah achas. But even before you get to the Teretz to the Rambam, you could say that Padi and Arif are two separate mitzvahs. And what was Machriach, the Rambam, to say they're two separate mitzvahs? That it says at the end of the first paragraph of Mechoros that Padiyah, mitzvahs Padiyah, Kodemis la'arifah. Yibum Kodemis la'chalitza. Just like Yibum and Chalitza are two mitzvahs, so to Padiyah and Arifah. How does the Rambam know that Yibum and Chalitza are two mitzvahs? Maybe it's one mitzvah, and there are two ways of being Mekayim that mitzvah. Just like Rav Daniel Abavli and Rav Ramaimon asked this question. He said, what are you bringing me, Rayas? What are you bringing rayas? That Padi and Arifa are two separate mitzvahs. What's the raya from? From Yibum and Chalitza. Maybe Yibum and Chalitza are really one mitzvah. Maybe there are two ways of being Mekayim that one mitzvah. Just like Padi and Arifa are also two ways of being Mekayim one mitzvah. That was the problem that Rav Daniel Abavni or Rav Maimon had with the Rambam. Rambam, you're so sure that Padi and Arifa are two mitzvahs, who says? Maybe they're Shnei Ofan and Bekiyum Mitzvah Achas. And it's included in the Shorash HaShvi. And maybe, the same thing applies to Yibum and Chalitza. There are two ways of being Mekayim the same mitzvah. So it would appear that the hechrech of the Rambam that Yibum and Chalitza are two separate mitzvahs is from the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says Yevamos Daf Chaf Rabbi says that Chai de Lavin, the Zechi of Israel Lav between the Yavam and the Yavama, they don't do Yibam. Why? Gzeira be a Rishona to be a Shnia. Because be a Rishona is Beseder, but they might end up doing a be a Shnia, so they don't do the be a Rishona. Because Mina Torah, she's Misya Bemis. Why? Because Essay. is Darchalosa say? But then what's going to happen afterwards? So therefore we say Chai Be'Lav and don't do Yibum. And then Rabbi says, no, it's not true. What I said now is not true. But rather, because of Reish Lakish, so the reason is not because the essay is docha the losa say on the first bia, I'm worried about the second bia. The reason that chai be'lavim don't do yibum is because Reish Lakish says that if you could be fulfill the assay without being docha the losa say, go for it. And here you can. You could fulfill the assay of chalitza without being docha the losa say of the yisr lav that's between them. And then the Gemara says, maybe this is a tiyufta to Reish Lakish. What's a tiyufta to Reish Lakish? That it says in the Braisa, Vimba Lukanu. That if a Ptsuadak or Kwas Shufcha were Boel, the wives of their brothers, which are Asurim, they're Kone. So you see the Midaraisa, she is really Yibum. So according to Rava, that the essay is not Doicha the Losa say, because you could just do Chalitza, then she is Ruya. So the Gemara says that on Rava it's a Tiyufta. The Gemara says maybe this Vimbal Ukanu is also a Tiyufta on Reish Lakish. It says the Gemara, why is it a Tiyufta on Reish Lakish? Because he says if you could do both. So if you have a Kurs Shofcha or a Ptsuadaka who have bia with the Yavama, you could do Chalitza. So why is the Yibum corner? I, Reish Lakish, holds that if you can be Mekayim the Aseh without being Doch of the Lost, say go for it. From the fact that here it works, shows you that Reish Lakish's rule is incorrect. Because here when you do the Aseh, it works. So you see that we don't tell you that the Aseh is not Doch of the Lost, say when you can accomplish both. Amal Reish Lakish, no. Ki amina no. When do I say that the lav isn't nitcha when you can be makayim shneim? That's hecha de makayim mitzvah. That the essay is makayim even without being over on the lav. Aval hacha, but here the essay of yibum isn't miskayim unless you're over on the lav. Aye, what about chalitza? Chalitza mokum yibum lav mitzvah. It's not considered a mitzvah. If you could do yibum, chalitza is not a mitzvah. And therefore the assay is takadocha de los assay, because chalitza b'makom yibum is not a mitzvah. Ad kan divrei ha-gemara. Now, according to Rava, who holds that chalitza is called efshar l'kayim shneim, we have to say that he holds yibum chalitza or mitzvah achas mamish. They're just two different ways of being makayim the mitzvah, like in the Shorash HaShvi. Because if they're two separate mitzvahs, or if you say that mitzvah chalitza is a ptur, you can't say Efshar L'Kayim Shneim, because then you're only Mekayim one of them. When you do Chalitza, you're not fulfilling your mitzvah of Yibum. When he holds that if it's Efshar L'Kayim Shneim, then don't say Esei Docholos, say he must hold that when you do Chalitza, It's just another variation of Yibum. Because if you hold that Chalitza is completely separate from Yibum, then it's not Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. We do Chalitza, you're not doing Yibum. Or if you hold it's a Ptur, you're certainly not doing a Mitzvah. So if Chalitza is not the same as Yibum, then the essay of Shibitocha Delosis say. Even if you have a lav to the Yibum, not Chalitza. So that's a Rava. So Rava's holding that there are really two variations of one mitzvah. And therefore it's considered Efshar L'Kayim Shneim, we do Chalitza. But the Maskanas HaGemara Gufa, that Chalitza B'makom Yibum lav mitzvah, we can say that the Rambam will explain that the reason is because they're two separate mitzvahs, and therefore it's not called Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. That was Reish Lakish's answer. Chalitza Mokom Yibum Lav Mitzvah, two separate mitzvahs. So you can learn differently in the Gemara, but you can also learn this way. I mean, that's the way the Rambam learned. And that's why the Rambam said in Mitzvah Pei Beis that they're two separate mitzvahs, because of this line in the Gemara, Chalitza Mokom Yibum Lav Mitzvah. If you could do Yibum, you're not doing Chalitza. So you can't say it's Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. From Rav Daniel Abavli and Rav Ram Maimon, it's Muchach Deo, the Mitzvah Chalitza is a mitzvah like Yibam. In other words, there's Mitzvah Yibam or Chalitza B'Yavam. It's two variations of the same mitzvah. And therefore they said it's Doma L'Sharish HaShvi. That it's two variations when you have different ways of bringing the karban. A rich person, a mediocre, a poor person. All different variations of the same mitzvah. The Rambam says they're two separate mitzvahs. And Amir Tashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Koach and the Moach. We are going to see more of this, I hope, in the next segment. And there we can also get into the Yesodos of what the mitzvah of Chalitza is. And we should be Zoche, Lil Moldu, Lelamed, Lishma, Velas, Lekayim, Kol Divrei, Salam, Tarasu, Ahava. Amen, v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.